a parade of stars.
Rexall
brings you a transcribed Hollywood cast of favorites, including Ken Murray, Judy Canova, John Conte, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Hollow Wilcox.
Rexall
reminds you with this gay, tuneful, sparkling review that tomorrow, Wednesday, is the opening day of the Rexall original 1 cent sale at your Rexall drugstore. This is the big sale in which you get two of our advertised items for the regular price of one plus 1 cent. So on with the show. And don't forget that the Rexall original 1 cent sale starts tomorrow.
At your Rexall.
Ladies and gentlemen, in these trying times, good entertainment is extremely important. Talent and laughs mean a good deal to everyone. And we intend to bring you Talent and Laughs later in the program. Meanwhile, here's Ken Murray.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And as for you, Wilcox, you big 6'4", the only reason I don't take a poke at you is because I happen to be a big coward.
Oh, come on, Ken. Harlow's only kidding. Let's not have any arguments.
Well, that suits me, John. I've been arguing with my wife all week about refurnishing the house, and I'm sick of it. I argued until I got blue in the face.
And what did it get you?
An offer from Walt Disney. But believe me, partner, what I say in my own house goes. She said new furniture, I said old furniture, and that's fine.
Oh, that's telling her, kid.
You said it. Say, I'd like to meet your wife sometime, Ken. Fine, John. Why don't you drop out the house tonight and I'll introduce you? You can take a look at our new furniture, too.
Oh, I see. I thought what you said in your house goes.
Well, that's right. I said old furniture, and it went.
Your wife sounds like a pretty smart girl to me, Ken.
John, I am just beginning to realize how smart she really is. We had one of those quick romances, you know. I never had time to find out whether she had any brains, and then when she married me...
You knew she couldn't have.
Look, Wilson, you're supposed to play music on this program. Just leave the bad jokes to someone who's told them all his life.
Hey, what am I saying?
Play, Meredith, before I get myself in more trouble.
Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, his own arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Flute.
Very nice.
Say, Ken, let's hear some more about your new furniture. Is it nice?
Yes, Hollow, and very practical. You should see the easy chair I bought for the living room. It tips way back so that when you sit in it, you're almost lying down.
That sounds like a silly chair to buy.
Silly, huh? Only 3 guests have sat in so far, and already we've picked up $4.20 in loose silver. And I bought a great big sofa, too. It'll accommodate at least 4 people. My daughter, if I happen to have one, and 3 boyfriends, if she happens to look like my wife. And it's got a bridge lamp next to it so that my daughter can also spend her evenings reading.
If she happens to look like you.
I begged them to get Reuben off for this program, but nobody's listening to me.
Oh, now, don't pay any attention to Meredith, Ken. Go ahead. What else did your wife buy for the house?
Well, she bought an antique chair for the den, John, but it cost $500, and the man wanted cash. He wouldn't take a check from me.
You see, John, I told you Ken Murray was as well-known as any comedian on the air.
Thanks for sticking up for me, Meredith. Well, anyway, I didn't know where to get that much cash on such short notice, but I finally figured out an idea.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Gee, I hope I can get along without that front tire.
Sing, John.
Some months ago, Meredith Wilson wrote a tune, and one day at a rehearsal asked John Conte to sing it. He's been singing it ever since, and so has the entire nation. It's with pleasant anticipation that we ask him to sing it once again. John Conte singing Meredith Wilson, You and I.
Poet and musician sing the same old tune to the sweethearts that come and go. Let your intuition, aided by the moon, tell you little things the poet doesn't know. Darling, you and I know the reason why a summer sky is blue, and we know why birds in the trees sing melodies too, and why love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance, there is just one answer, you and I. Until the last goodbye, so to sweet romance, there is just one answer.
Tomorrow is a red-letter day, opening day of the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale, the sale in which you get two of our advertised items for the regular price of one, plus 1 cent. Think of it, hundreds of highest quality Rexall products, each unconditionally guaranteed by Rexall, and offered to you during the 4 days of this sale at two for the price of one, plus 1 cent. For instance, you take the regular price of a bottle of perfume, add just 1 penny to it, and get 2 bottles of that perfume. On this same plan, you may buy 2 jars of cold cream, or 2 bottles of antiseptic solution, or headache tablets, or... Well, there are literally hundreds of items in the sale, all at 2 for the regular price of 1, plus 1 cent. All things you need and buy at the drugstore all the time. So go to your Rexall drugstore today and ask for the long printed list of items in this sale. Check over it. Mark the items you need, and then tomorrow, go to your Rexall drugstore and save money at the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale.
Hello, don't forget to tell them how long the sale lasts.
Right, folks, this sale starts tomorrow and lasts until closing time Saturday night. But many items may be sold out quickly, so you'd better go early while there's a big selection of drugstore needs from which to choose. Such things as
toothpaste, shaving creams and hair tonics,
liniments, bath salts and rubbing alcohol,
first aid supplies, facial tissues and razor blades.
Yes, and many, many other everyday drugstore needs. You won't believe it unless you see it for yourself. So go to your Rexall drugstore tomorrow and find out what terrific savings you can make by buying 2 of our advertised items for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. Ken, I suppose you have plenty of company these days, what with all your friends dropping in to see the new furniture.
That's right, John. Judy Canova was out the other night. You know who she is, the glamour girl of the hillbillies, the Tennessee sweatshirt girl. Incidentally, she promised to drop in today. I wonder where she is.
Right here, Mr. Murray. Say, that there new furniture of yours sure is something. What, I ain't prepared to say, but something.
Now, Judy, I thought you said you liked it.
Oh, I said that to be polite. I never seen nothing like that house of yours, Mr. Murray. All them fancy chairs and tables, And them newfangled contraptions stuck in the wall, what do you call them again?
Windows?
Yeah, them. and that fancy horse trough out in the backyard. How many horses are going to drink out of there anyhow?
Judy, that's the swimming pool. Why don't you come out and swim in it sometime?
What, with the horses?
Look, Judy, let's forget the whole thing. Anyway, you saw the place at a disadvantage. The decorators weren't through yet, and all the cases and laughs were still there.
Now, that's another thing some of the folks never heard of down home.
What, laughs?
Oh, laughs. I thought you said bad.
Hello there, Judy.
Why, Meredith Wilson. You done got yourself all prettied up for me.
Oh, shuckin'. Twerent nothing.
Yes, choir.
No, twerent no how.
When I say choir, choir.
Oh, gosh, oh, get out.
Say, which one of you two is Lum? Yes, I know how it is. Now, will you move, please, Meredith? I'm talking to Judy about the house. Now, tell me, Judy, what did your brother Zeke think of the place?
Zeke? Well, of course, I can't give you his exact words.
No?
Because we're on the air. But don't you fret, Mr. Murray. You may not have much of a house, but you sure got a lovely wife.
Yeah.
Sweet, simple, charming, and pretty as a picture.
Isn't she, though? Get her to tell you sometime about our wedding. She loves to tell people about it.
Mr. Murray, there's only one question about that wedding I'd like to ask your wife.
What's that?
How come?
All right, I give up. Play, Meredith. I get picked on oftener than Gene Autry's guitar.
Just a word before Ken Murray returns to the microphone. Don't forget that the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale starts in thousands of Rexall drugstores tomorrow. You'll want to buy a lot of things at this sale and save a lot of money. So go to your Rexall drugstore today and get a long printed list of items in the sale. Then you'll know exactly what items you're going to want, exactly what they're going to cost, and exactly how much you're going to save. Because remember, this is the sale in which you get two of our advertised items for the regular price of one plus 1 cent. Get that list from your Rexall drugstore today, and tomorrow make it pay at the opening of the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale.
Hollow, I'm surprised at you not telling them that there's a Rexall drugstore in every community in the nation.
And I'm surprised at you not putting your foot down and making your wife refurnish the house the way you wanted it.
Oh, I suppose you can tell your wife exactly what to do. Huh?
You bet I can. Just last night, she didn't want me to go to the club. I gave it to her good. She's finished. Licked. Beaten. She's through. What do you think of that?
I think you've been reading too many Japanese communiques. Come on, Ted.
Listen to the Rexall Parade of Stars again next Thursday when we'll all be back with more music, laughter, song, and facts about Rexall. See your local newspapers for the correct station and time. Meanwhile, remember the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale starts tomorrow at your Rexall drugstore. This is Harlow Wilcox saying see you later for Ken Murray, Judy Canova, John Conte, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and your Rexall drugstore.